Welcome to our Bible study today. My name is Theodore Turner. Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. And we've been talking about fear of difficult tasks in our life, whether it's getting saved, whether it's cleaning up the corner in our kids' room or in our shed, or cleaning the trunk of our car out. Sometimes we just don't want to do it. And sometimes salvation is that way too. You think, oh no, Maggie doesn't want me to get saved in that church, or Sally doesn't want me to go to that church or something. Well, you just need to forget about all those things right now, because there's so many different attitudes of churches. And what you need to do is get saved. The simplest way to get saved are in the next four or five steps. We'll talk about it. Jesus will meet you right where you're at, whether you're addicted, you have sins, whether you've done something wrong. First thing you got to do is admit you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It said Romans 3:23. And for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Second thing is, you have to be willing to turn from sin. It doesn't say you're going to stop everything, but you have to be willing to turn from sin. Acts 17:30 says, and the times of ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And repent means you need to turn around and quit doing those things, and you need to keep trying. Sometimes some of those sins are not going to get delivered out of your life immediately, like some people have it happen. Sometimes you have to work on it. You may have to go to some alcohol help place and go there and get help, if that's what it is, or whatever, or talk to your pastor or your pastor's wife, whatever it is you're doing, and ask God to help you get through that sin. But you got to be willing to turn from sin. So you have to be willing to admit that Jesus Christ is your Savior. The third point is this: believe that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead. In John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It's amazing how sometimes a ticket has to be paid by someone, and you go in there to the judge and he says it can be paid. But once in a while someone else will say, I'll pay it for him. And that's what Jesus did for us. Because I believe that in the scheme of things in eternity, there are courts, just like it talks about in the Bible, people being judged and stuff. I think in eternity, sins have to be paid for, and good deeds will be rewarded. It's like doing a good job. And you want Jesus someday to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So we need to get saved and do the things we're supposed to. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. For it is grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And grace is when someone just gives you something for free out of the mercy of their heart. And now what you need to do is remember that you have to ask Jesus into your life. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Make sure you listen to this verse, because the confession is part of this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You need to confess once you become a Christian that you are a Christian. So now you need to pray and say, Jesus, I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. I thank you for paying my ticket and my sins. I thank you for everything you did for me, God, because I can never pay what I did. And I thank you for that. And I pray, Jesus, you accept my thanksgiving for your sacrifice, and you forgive me for my sins, change my life, and fill me with your Holy Ghost. And I plan on getting baptized as soon as I can. And just thank Jesus for all these things. And you may think it's hard for you to do this, but once you're done praying, remember Zechariah 4:6. It said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. In other words, you may not have the might or the power to overcome your problems, but God's Spirit can help you to overcome them. And you got to remember, there's people in the Old Testament that did major, major miracles because God helped them. Benaniah slew an Egyptian that was much taller than him, and he took the spear out of his hand and killed him with his own spear during a war. And Joshua was told by God, he said, God told him, be strong and of good courage for this people. You shall divide an inheritance in the land which I swore to the fathers to give them. In the Old Testament, you're expected to set an example of courage for your family and for your children. And we should do that now, just like a fireman that would run into a firehouse. Now, I mentioned this in the last story message, but sometimes some of us don't have that courage to run into a fiery house that's burning and get someone out. But that's courage. And he's also putting his life at risk. Verse 7 of chapter 1 of Joshua says, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day or night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, that sometimes I know I've gotten discouraged. I've had problems with keeping my backyard clean, and I just don't know where to start. But I know sometimes what I have to do is to go out there and take my rake and figure out one corner and start cleaning that one corner and getting that picked up and figure out what I'm going to do with all the stuff that's accumulated there. And that's the way it is in our life sometimes. We've got to take one part of our life, start that little corner of our life, and ask God to help us to get through that little corner of our life and do the things we need to and say, I am going to change this. I am just not going to let myself take the lid off that bottle of beer today. I'm not going to let myself get mad and scream at my kids and yell at my wife. And maybe it's the other way. Maybe the wife yells at the husband. But you have to somewhere say, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm not going to go to the bars. I'm going to quit drinking, carousing, and speaking evil. Well, today, in the second part of this message, I want to talk about how we still have to have faith. We can't fear tasks, but we need to remember that God wants us to be right with Him. And there's some verses that we need to read right here. Verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, that ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And this is what happens with alcohol and beer and drugs and stuff like that. It's your flesh lusteth against your spirit. And we just need to keep fighting it and keep trying to find a corner of our life to clean up. Verse 18 says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and of such like. The which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But that means people who haven't gotten forgiven. They're not forgiven. They're repeat offenders, and they keep doing this stuff over and over and over, year after year after year. They need to ask God to help them to overcome it if it's an addiction. And it says in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Don't be afraid at things that are happening in your life. When you see these things happening, just wait and see what's going to happen. It's like when you hear a siren outside, you go look out your door to see what's going to happen. Well, what you need to do is when you hear that siren in your own life, bringing fear up into your life, which is an emotion that God gave us, which is very normal, just go out and think, well, I want to know what's going on in my life. I want to know why I'm getting this fear. It's not a sin to feel fear. It's just that it's a bad thing for it to happen to you. It keeps you from having God's plan and doing a purpose. It's like saying, maybe I should give a Bible to my neighbor, but you have a fear of going over there. Every time you get out, you don't want to walk out and go through the gate and go over to that house because you're afraid that something's going to happen to you or something. But sometimes you need to do something. If you're real afraid, you can take another person with you. The Bible says many times to take another person with you. And there's some people in Proverbs 15 that says, all the days of the afflicted are evil. And this is what happens when people get so severely addicted that they can't give it up and they need to get help from AA or whatever the place is that they go, or a doctor. It says, and some of these are afflicted all their days from their youth up, so that not only the days of old age are evil days in which they have no pleasure, but even the days of their youth, all the days, as Jacob says, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Genesis 47:9 says, because they had filled up with affliction and trouble, one sort or another, all the days of the poor. And what happens is sometimes you just can't do anything if you're seriously affected by an alcohol problem or some other thing. And we need to remember that God's kingdom is not just going out and having lunch with people. You may think, well, maybe I should go have lunch with someone. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink and righteousness, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We need to realize that God gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us and helps us to be strong and have courage to do the things we need to and not to be terribly afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Well, God doesn't like you to if you started something good, to turn around and go back. It says that someone that puts his hand to the plow in life and then stops is not a perfectly good person, something to that effect. I don't remember the exact verse. But Satan comes and gives fear in our lives, and he paralyzes us with fear, so we can't do the things we need to. Sometimes it might mean go out and getting married, if that's the thing. We have fear. We have to pray and ask God and ask wisdom of people around us. And sometimes it may be changing our job. And Jesus says many times, be strong and of good courage. I am with you. I am with you. Just remember that, for the people's sake and for the ordained people. This is all true. God is with you. And he helps us. Because we need to show courage. We need to help other people to show courage too. And we need to let our kids see it, like I already said. God says, I will give you good success. I want to prosper you and give you good success, Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a good and a future. Sometimes you think God's just out to get you. You really do. You think God's out to get you. Well, just remember what he said here to Jeremiah. God said, I will give you good success. I want to prosper you and give you good success, Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you and the plans of good and not of evil, to give you a good and in a future. Now see, God makes plans for us already ahead. That doesn't mean we're going to follow everything like we said to. But he wants us to have courage. He wants us to be bold. And if it comes down to having to fight in a war, he wants us to fight like a good warrior and whatever that would entail. Well, you have a good day today. And remember, don't be afraid. Remember that God is there to watch over you. And he's got a plan to give you a good and a future. Start somewhere in your life, in one corner, and start cleaning up that corner, and then keep working on the rest of them. Have a good day.